Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
It's the Rad Reality Show, and you're listening to Ron Rad, and we'll be starting the show in a second. Let's kick the show off with our theme song. Can you believe it? Three more days to Big Brother. Three more days. Countdown's going, and here we go. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. Today is July 9th, 2012, and I want to say thank you all for being here with us tonight. We are only 3 days away from Big Brother 14, and the excitement is just getting crazy. We've got an epic Manic Monday show planned for you tonight, so I'm going to start out by saying that my name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm good. You gave the date. You could have just said today's date is 3 more days till Big Brother. I'm doing great.
T-minus 3 days. All right.
Yep.
And we have the star and host of our show, the beautiful Portuguese princess from Big Brother 10, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, Michelle?
Hello, Cherry and Paul. Oh, my God. 3 days away. And by the way, Paul, that was an awesome clip of Ron. Archives, I like that. 3 days away, Cherry and Paul.
I do pretty good. I taught a 3 days till Big Brother when it's 3 days till Big Brother.
Perfect. But I'm so excited. We have so much going on tonight. We're going to actually get right to it because we actually have one of our guests that's on right now. And that is a fantastic, fabulous Adam from Big Brother 13. That's right, you guys. So we're going to bring him up because he doesn't have too much time, so we want to make sure we give them as much time as possible to talk.
Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
What's up, everybody?
All right.
Oh, love it.
Harry, Michelle, what's going on, kids?
We get a roar right off the bat.
I love that intro. That's awesome.
Now, can
should
I
have thrown a little bacon at the end on that.
Bacon. Can I honestly say, though, I am the only person not looking forward to Big Brother 14 because then I'm no longer, like, the it thing. There's a whole new cast of characters, and you're all going to forget about little old me and start talking about JoJo and Frank and Joe and Josephine and Joey Joe and Jim Joe and Will and Willie and William and Wilma.
Adam. Let me tell you something. First off, we will not ever forget Mr. Adam at all. So remember that thing. Number two is, you know, I was going to ask you about that, and I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, this is going to be my fourth year of watching somebody go in my house, in my bed, in my kitchen. Just hold back, you know, like it's going to be interesting to watch. And, you know, I can see that you're already super excited about it.
No, I was joking. I am really excited. I'm excited to be a fan again and to be the armchair quarterback and say, what are you thinking? What are you doing? And I love Michelle. I'm going to walk up to somebody in Vegas and slap them in the head just like Michelle slapped me in the head when she first met me.
Adam,
what's
this
up, Paul?
Is Boss. Hey, how's it going? How are you going to handle when they start talking about you in the house?
Honestly,
that's a good one.
Well, it depends on how they talk about me because I've seen some of the interviews already and I've heard my name mentioned a couple times and most of the time it was not in a good way. Quick story about Frank. Frank was in my finals group last year. And then Frank also talked about how he didn't want to play like me. I think Frank had the same jealousy that I had the year before with Enzo because Enzo, I felt, took my spot for Big Brother 12 because I was in finals then. So I think Frank is upset that I was the one that made it out of our group for Big Brother 13. And then Willie Hance, who, first of all, they got to recognize him as a Hance right away.
Russell.
Yeah, he was bad-mouthing me a little bit. He said he'd rather go out seventh by making a big move than go out third and not get anything. Well, you know what, Willie? I got one thing to say to you. Get to three before you start complaining about me, okay? That's all I heard.
Let him play one day and see where that just flips like a little fluffy pancake because you think you know it all and you take a step in that house and seriously, it's like walking in like a twilight zone. Like you just sit back and you're like, holy shit, this is intense. This is crazy. And I feel if I ever talked about anybody before, why they cry, why they scream, like I totally get it. Like I was like, sorry, you know?
Hey, I have respect now for Shima. I hated Shima after she did what she did, but I could totally understand why people get like that. Because that house, you know, you're playing against 13, 12, whatever, how many people, but you're also playing against that house. That house is a character that you need to play against, and so much happens. You don't even realize, like, you know, people at home that are watching, they're like, oh, how can they break down? Believe me, that house does weird things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's like your body steps out of itself, and you become somebody totally different. But you also got to understand, it's like you're going for money. You're all going for money. So, you know, you don't really know who to believe and trust and friends and stuff. But the thing is, you have to, like, cook, clean, do laundry, hang out, hang in the jacuzzi. And in the meantime, you have to, like, compete against each other.
Right.
So that's the part that's, I think, more intense, is that you can't just leave and walk away from them. You're, like, invested in it, you know, and it does. It's a mind effort. It messes with your mind.
Yeah, no, that house definitely does strange things to people. But the one good thing that I did hear said about me, though, was Ashley, when they were, one of the interviews, they asked her if she had to wear one of the bad outfits, like the punishment outfits, which one she would want to wear. And she said she wanted to wear the elf suit because I was so cute dancing around. So, Ashley, I love you, girl.
There you go.
And
see, there's positivity in that house.
Right. And while I'm on the subject of who I like, I gotta give a main shout out to Jen. Brooklyn,
yeah.
New York, metal, love it. So no matter what she does, no matter how bad she plays or whatever, I'm rooting for Jen first and foremost. Bring it home for the metalheads.
So you're talking about the girl that played in the Kitty band, right? She's drummer or something?
She was the bassist for Kitty. She plays guitar now. I have friends that know her. I don't know her personally, but all my friends that said last year that they will never watch the show again, when they announced the cast, they're like, oh, my God, I got to watch this goddamn show again.
All right, Lola in the chat room says there'll never be another cruddy.
Oh, absolutely. Thank
you, you'll never be forgotten, Adam.
I know.
Yeah. There's a lot of emotions that Adam's going through right now, and it's like, you know, just crazy because all you think about is being right back there, and, you know, 4 years later, Adam, it still hurts. So you're in for the long haul, right?
yeah. No, I mean, it's funny, though, because I called Ronnie. Like, Ronnie's my go-to guy whenever, like, you know, the whole thing of everything gets weird to me, because Ronnie and I connected as soon as we met. So whenever, like, when I was watching the interviews of all the new castmates, I had to call him. I'm like, Ronnie, this is so weird watching these interviews and knowing exactly what they're going through, but, like, the emotions come back to me. And he's like, oh, he's like, believe me, he's like, you know, don't worry. He's like, when they start talking crap about you, enjoy it. At least they're talking about you. So I'm like, okay, yeah.
Hey, well, Adam, before we run out of time, do you want to talk about your premiere party at all?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about that.
So, yeah, it was funny because, you know, last year, obviously, I wasn't around to watch. I have a lot of friends that, you know, we talk every day about what's going on in the Big Brother house. So last year they got to watch me, but this year I was like, oh, you know what? I want to have a party with my friends so we can watch the new season start. And I contacted Reality Nation, as you may or may not know. Every Tuesday during the season, Matt Hoffman and I are going to be doing a show on Superpass called Rants and Roars. So I just wrote that off the gate.
That's going to be awesome.
And thank you. So I wrote to them. I was like, hey, you know, I might want to do like a little premiere party, you know, is there anything that, you know, you want me to do, want me to promote? And they said that they were already planning premiere parties around the country with fans. So they put me in touch with Karen, who's a super fan, and she was in New York City. So we agreed, you know, I wanted to do it in Hoboken, obviously, to make it as convenient for me, but she was in Long Island City. So we said, you know what, we'll both commute to Manhattan. So, you know, I was at a party at this one bar, the Playwright Pub on 35th Street, and I was like, this is a great spot. They took care of us. So Karen works in the neighborhood, so I said, Karen, head over there, talk to the manager. I got the manager's name. Well, before, you know, 2-3 days it took, bam, we had a location. I started talking to, you know, house guests that live in the area. Enzo lives in Bayonne. Alex lives in Staten Island. And Michelle from season 4 also lives in Hoboken. So I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be throwing a premiere party. I'd like to have other house guests there. They were on board right away. And then I started, you know, thinking who else is in the area. And I forgot Crazy James now lives in New York some of the time.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So I was like, hey, Crazy James, come on down. He's in. Next thing you know, Annie contacts me. She's flying into New York Thursday morning. She's like, perfect timing. I'll be in New York City. I'm coming to the party. So now we got her. Eric Stein lives in New York area. He's coming down. I've become friends with Billy Garcia from Survivor. He's coming down.
Well,
what a great guy he is.
He's
awesome.
So next thing you know, I put up a Facebook invite, and the people start rolling in. We have 20 people, 30 people, 40 people. Well, the room that we booked only holds 50 people. And we say, hey, we're going to need a bigger room. So they're giving us another room to make it, you know, for 100 people. Well, I had to write to them today and say, we already have 90 people RSVP'd on Facebook. We might need more space. So we might just take over this whole damn bar. It's a 3-floor bar.
Nice.
You know, I don't know what kind of drink specials they're going to have, but it's open to anybody. All ages are welcome. You have to be 21 to drink. It's still the law. Even though it is New York City, but
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
family, friends of friends, and you know, spiraling, you know, not out of control, but it's spiraling in a good way with a lot of excitement. Again, it's a Playwright Pub, 35th Street in New York City between 5th and 6th Avenues. When you get there, just listen for the roar or listen to some big guy ordering an Appletini and you'll find me. And, you know, for the fans, it'll be a great opportunity to watch Big Brother with some of their favorite or unfavorite house guests. But it should be a great time. And, you know, that's going to be good for me. Again, it's going to be so weird watching a new season. So at least I'll have friends, family, and old house guests around to get me through the premiere night. But I'm so looking forward to it. Michelle, I know you're not that far away. I know you have a busy weekend, but, you know, we'd love to have you. Cherry, I know you're a little bit further away, but maybe you could, Paul could stop by from Minnesota, pick you up in St. Louis, come on out to New York.
Yes.
To see you guys.
Road trip.
Road trip. Panther, who I met up at the Toys for Tots, she's coming down to this. It's pretty exciting that, you know, people from, you know, the tri-state area and beyond have heard about this party and they all want to come down. And it all started with, I just want to watch the new season with my friends. And next thing you know, we have a big party going on. So it should be a great time. It's gonna be so goddamn weird watching people walk into Michelle's house, walking into my house, and
sleeping in our bed, eating our curds and whey, and slop.
Exactly.
Adam, can you do me a favor? In our chat room listening to the show is John Crocker. You met him. He wants to get a shout-out.
What up, Crocker? How you doing, Johnny? Oh, John. I know John is probably the most excited person in the world because there's a whole new cast of characters, and he's going to be harassing them to get their stuff from the show. Because he has the biggest Big Brother collection in the world. I thought I was a big fan of the show. I met John Crocker. I'm like a peripheral fan compared to him. He is the ultimate Big Brother fan. So what up, John?
Absolutely.
Sorry you can't come down, but I know I'll be seeing you in either L.A., Vegas, or somewhere else sometime soon.
Absolutely. John Crocker, shout out. And can you just give a shout out just to the chat room? Because it's rocking right now.
Oh, what's up, everybody in the chat room? Hey, if it wasn't for the Big Brother fans, this show would not be going into season 14. You know, I say it all the time. Big Brother fans are the greatest fans in the world. There's no other show where people get so involved and just love the show so much. You know, and even the negative people, even the haters that, you know, just feel the need to spew their hate. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If they're wasting their time to spew hate, that means we are doing something right to get under their skin, to make them keep watching and keep screaming at us. So I love the Big Brother fans. I love the lovers. I love the haters. As long as you watch and support Big Brother, it'll go on for another 14 years and beyond.
That's right.
Absolutely.
We have one of our most loyal fans, Lola Jives Jeep,
in one of our
chat room right now, and she wants to know if you have a favorite yet that you've seen going into the Big Brother 14 house.
You know, yeah, like I said, Jen, I'm obviously rooting for her because of the metal connection. But with this whole quote-unquote mentor twist or returning house guest twist, I can't really say who my favorite is, who I think is going to win it. I mean, honestly, I love Ian. I think Ian is really smart. I think he knows how to play the game. And I think his little socially awkwardness will help him because they won't see him as a threat, but you know, I'm just hoping he doesn't pull a Matt Hoffman and throw the wrong competition at the wrong time. You know, but there's everybody on that cast I can see, you know, doing pretty well, except for Willie Hance. I'm going on record right now. They need to get him out first. They need
Amen.
To get him out first.
Yeah,
let's see if it happens, though.
Honestly, I mean, I know that they recruit people. I know that there's fans that try out. But he really does not know anything about the game. You know, I heard his interviews, and he was talking about, like, who his favorites are and who his least favorites are. Well, every person that he mentioned was on season 13. So don't try to tell me that you've been watching the show, you've been catching up on the show. The only show that you've watched is 13, and you think you know everything because you're a Hans. I'll tell you what, he is going to be the first one, two, or three out.
I totally believe somebody in there is going to put two and two together. He so looks like his brother. He so sounds like his brother. He so acts like a Hans. I bet you somebody's going to call him out.
And again, that's the one thing, too. I've been noticing in the interviews, like, all the stuff that people are not going to tell. They're going to hold back. They're going to hold back. Michelle, you could tell them. You go into that house, try to hold back some information. Within the first week, everything comes out. Everything comes out because, you know, it's just such a mind F, as you said. You know, when you try to, you know, Keith went in there. He said he was a matchmaker. Within the first week, we knew he was a human resources manager. You know, Kalia went in there and said, you know, she's 27 years old. Within the first week, we found out she's 30. And you know what? When you walk into that house and you try to lie right away, people are going to catch on it. And then eventually that's going to lead to your downfall because, hey, if you're lying from the second you walk in the door, then you can't trust this person at all during the game. So Willie Hance going in there not telling anybody he's a Hance, I think that will work against him.
Yeah, well, I think if he can keep the secret, maybe, but it really depends on if the secret gets revealed, I think. It's going to play a huge part in it.
Right,
so,
and again, with this whole mentor twist, I mean, let's just go with what we all think. It's going to be Janelle, Boogie, Dan, and Brittany. How that's going to play out, you know, is definitely going to dictate how the game goes. Are they going to be competing in the competitions along with their team? Are they going to just be, like, on the sideline coaching them on? Are they even going to be in the house, or, like, does every team go into a room and get, you know, a talking to by them? So you don't really know. If they're in the house with them, if they're competing with them, that will change everything. But I kind of hope that they're not actually playing in the competition. I just hope that they're on the sidelines, like, coaching them and telling them, hey, try this, do this,
do
this.
I do, too.
As well as...
I'm interested to see... exactly what you said, Adam. I'm interested to see how they play a part in it. Do they have, like a mirror, double-faced mirror that they can only see out? Like, are they going to be interacting? That's the part that I'm really confused about because it could play and change a lot of the game in itself.
Right.
And also, who they pick as their team, right?
Right. Well, that's what we hear, that they're going to be, you know, in teams. But is it going to be like season 11 where, you know, like if somebody from your team wins and you're immune from being – I mean, obviously you're not going to nominate somebody from your team because your mentor will tell you what the hell is wrong with you. I need to win this money too, so don't nominate them. But when the numbers start coming down, you know, and you might have to put somebody on your team up or – so how is that going to work? The one good thing, though, last year by us having old house guests in there was as soon as the twists were being announced, they were asking all the questions. They were just making sure, clarifying. You know, we were all just sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Where they were like, okay, so how does this work? How does this work? How does this work? So I think that is a little bit of an advantage for the new people. But at the same time, man, I don't know what Big Brother has in store, but they're going to screw with them pretty good.
Yes, and it's 3 days away. Once again, everybody, three days away to enjoy your summer because you won't fucking be doing anything but watching Big Brother.
Oh, that's right.
Don't even play out there. You know. Don't even play, everybody.
hey, I got to watch. I got to do my show on Super Pass. It's every Tuesday, Rants and Roars with Adam and Matt. And then just, you know, hey, I can't wait to like, get into work in the morning, 20 minutes early, so I can IM with my friends and say, hey, what did you see? What did I see? What did you see? I have one friend, Tiffany, who she's a school teacher, so she has the whole summer off. So during the day, she'll watch Big Brother after dark, and like when I get home, there'll be an email saying, okay, watch at 1 hour, 20 minutes, watch at 2 hours and 5 minutes. She chronicles everything, so I don't have to sit through 3 hours. I can just get right to the nuts and bolts.
Well, I know Superpass, if you have it, like, I think they have, like, highlights now where you just click on it and it shows you, like, when things happen in that hour that is, like, you know, has to do with gameplay or fighting or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I haven't had the feeds now in a couple of years, obviously, because I was there last year. So I'm excited to see. And, you know, I do know that they have that flashback feature, which is perfect. Because let's face it, I mean, I'm an active person. I go to a lot of concerts. I go to a lot of sporting events. But I want to know what happens, and I want to hear. Like, you know, it's one thing to read the websites and read the transcript, you know, transcribe. But it's another thing to actually see it go on and, you know, hear the tones of the voices and really get to know these people. And like you all did with me, critique what I do, applaud when I do something good, yell at the TV when I do something stupid. I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that.
Hey, Adam,
oh, yes.
Thanks so much for taking your time. I know you had very little, but I hope you can come back. You're not happen to be off on Friday afternoons, are you?
Friday afternoon, I work till hopefully they let us out early, but I'm sure I'll be speaking to you either on this show or some other show or in the chat rooms or somewhere. I mean, I've gotten to know you guys now, and it's so weird being on the other side of the fence, but I've met so many great fans, especially Cherry and Paul. You guys are awesome. I know you have LaJuan coming up next. Tell my boo what up. I just can't wait. 3 days. These next 72 hours are just going to take forever. But once it starts, once the madness begins, game on. Let's have some fun.
Well, bro, Adam, all I want to say to you is that being a veteran from Big Brother, I now give you the crown of a veteran because you are officially a veteran.
Thank you very
much.
I'm no longer a newbie.
Adam, we will always love our Adam.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Hey, real quick, we have Cowboy on the phone. Cowboy, you want to say goodbye to Adam before he runs?
Adam, it's always a pleasure hearing your voice, and I heard everything you said. And, real quick, I like to say what I think is the mentors are going to have three people under their belts, and it's going to be probably a random pick, and they'll have to mentor three people. And if there's certain people gets to, like, a jury house state, then they may be able to come into the game and play for themselves.
Oh, that's interesting. But hey, you know what? That's the best thing about Allison and Rich. They have so many tricks up their sleeve, and we might find out a little bit here and there. But the summer and the twists are far from over. But
we'll find out Thursday.
Right on, guys. Hey, have a great night, everybody. Can't wait 3 days. And remember, if you're in the New York area, Playwright Pub on 35th Street between 5th and 6th. Premiere party from 7:30 to 11. Come hang out with the house guests and watch the new season of Big Brother unfold live.
Take us out. I'll let you know if I'm heading down there, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you all soon.
Take us out.
Bye.
Oh, I wish I could go to that. That will be a fun time.
Well, what a great surprise, Cowboy.
How are you, baby?
I'm fantastic. Great to hear from you. Adam was wonderful. Thanks again for Adam for taking time out from his very busy schedule to come on. But we have the fabulous Cowboy, and this is a surprise. Are you super duper duper excited? 3 days away.
You know I am. And, here he is. I'm going on 8 years for me, starting this adventure. And, the past few weeks has been really tough because, knowing that we could get phone calls and, you always, hope to get that phone call. And then, of course, people at Gilly's, customers come in, they go, so you're going to get to go on there or, ask you questions, are you excited and stuff like that. And, of course, the fans kind of, help motivate us, to keep going. And it's been kind of a cool few weeks, and I'm really excited to actually kick it off. And, I'm going to actually be in Dallas on Thursday, so I'm going to have to DVR it and then come and, when I get home, watch it late at night. But because obviously we moved the round table to Fridays, which I'm really excited. So I'll be in Dallas doing the talk show. I'll be sneaking away in a cubbyhole. for an hour. And, I'm really excited. This is a little neat little spin we've got going on, and everyone's curious of what way it's going to go.
Well, you know what's so funny that you say, Cowboy? Like, they don't realize. It's stressful on us past house guests because every time the phone rings or whatever, you just kind of hope and wish and pray, that it's like, a phone call from them asking you back, and it's not. It's a bill collector. But anyway, so it's like now we know it's all said and done, and it's time to get ready. It's 3 days away. Cowboy, yep. What, out of the house guests, what is your most favorite and your least favorite so far?
You know, I tell you, if I have to go on beauty, I have to say Kara, the Playboy centerfold.
Ooh, any particular reason?
Well, she's beautiful. But, you know, if I had to, for a guy, Joe can go pretty far in the game being a chef. And I think
yeah.
that's going to help him. It goes back in season two. I forgot her. Nicole, I think it was. She was a chef.
Yep.
And you saw how far it took her. So I think that is very crucial in the Big Brother house. People will keep you in the house if you can cook.
Yes. Cooking and, like, cleaning and doing stuff is major. It's
exactly.
a big thing. So, so who do you like think is going to take it home? Like, are you kind of, because I was talking earlier about what the Menders are going to do, and I was not aware that they were going to actually be able to play the game. So this could be huge, because it could be enough for them to get to a point, and then did they set themselves up enough to still align with these people if they join the game? You know?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what.
So
I'll
it's
tell you
very interesting.
I'll tell you who I like to win if the mentors are not playing. Or I don't think it's necessary I want to win. I think he will win. I think Willie Hance will pull it off. And let me tell you why. The past, you know, in the house guests last year, let a past house guest win. Sometimes people get starstruck. And, you know, I really think that he could make it all the way.
Well, it's funny because Adam actually said that he thinks Willie is going to be one of the first people to get out because they're going to notice that he's part of the Hance family. Now, I think it could work either way with him, but I don't see being starstruck because he's not really been on anything. So I don't know if, you know, they're going to be like, oh, it's Willie Hance. They're going to be like, oh, yay, or they're going to be like, who cares, get him out.
But the thing is, there's also a guy that's on Flip House. Well, that's the Hance, you know, project. So I think there's also something to do with partners because you know them to know each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm
interested to see if anybody will recognize him, because if not, I think he can do well. And I also like his strategy because it was kind of a little bit like mine, where he talks about he wants to keep the crazier people in longer because they will put a target on their back and you can get farther. But like Adam also said, it seems like he's only watched Big Brother 13. He doesn't really know what the whole concept is. He probably watched it sitting in a hotel room. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, and so, but I'm interested to see. I'm super excited about it, that it's Thursday. But, you know, Cowboy, do you mind staying on? I think we might even have LaJuan on.
We do have your other special guest on the switchboard.
Fantastic.
Let's bring him up. Mr. LaWonderful, you are live on the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays.
Hello. I am,
love
I'm
it.
I'm smiling from ear to ear, not only because I'm talking to you all, but because my cowboy's on, too.
Ooh, ride him, cowboy.
Hey, don't make me blush, LaJuan.
Oh, come on. How are you?
I am
oh, my
good.
Gosh.
Good. You know, I'm really hoping that you've got your calendar marked for the first week in August, whatever, to help us out. I really hope that you're going to be able to make it.
You know what? It's fun. I'm gonna have to get back with you on that because I am. I'm gonna get back with you on that. But I am very excited about talking to you, especially because you know what? You and Michelle were the first ones I talked to when I got out the house. So it's so ironic that I am talking to you all right now. It's still
all right. I'm blushing now, too. I'm just like Cowboy. But you know what? It's like a big, happy family we are. I'll tell you what. This is a big, happy family. And guess what? You know, LaJuan, how do you feel about getting maybe 12 new, depending on what happens, because we've heard a lot of rumors.
Oh, honey, make them stop the rumors.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't know how many house guests, but inviting them into our family, like, I'm super excited, but at the same time, it's like, oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. When I started seeing the cast and I started seeing, like, you know, look at the interviews, I got kind of mad because they kind of dogged some of the past house guests, and I didn't like that. I'm not going to lie.
They're right now doing a video before they enter that house. I'm telling you, they're going to flip their script the minute that they walk in that house, because they're going to know why we are the way we are at certain times and say the things we do and throw microphones in places we shouldn't, but that's what we do.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Maybe just me. I just felt a kind of, this is just my opinion. I felt a kind of disrespect to the family. That's just me. I know how it is when you go on those interviews and this is like your first time and you're just like, you're like, wow. You're like, whoa. So I do get that. I really do. But again, I went back on a lot of our interviews too when we first got in the house, and none of us did that. So maybe I'm biased. You know, I'm just saying, that's for me. That's just my opinion. But
I bet no one said no bad words about you because you're wonderful.
Yes, they did. You talking about the new house guest?
Oh, did they really?
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah.
Oh, my. No, they didn't. They talk junk about you?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have just gone bonkers.
I was like, do they know? Do they know who my family is? Do they know they're going to get rimmed out when they get out? I mean, do they realize that, you know, that we are, I mean, you don't know that, because I didn't know that going into it either. I didn't know how big of a family Big Brother is either. So, I mean, you know, I'm not, like, personally, I mean, you know, it's a game, whatever, but, yeah, I mean, but trust me.
But you know what? It comes with the territory, though, right? Wouldn't you say that? Like, you know, I had my say of things, and we've all had ours, and it's just because we're being territorial right now. They're in our territory. They're in our stuff.
Yeah, it comes with territory. But I was like, ooh, y'all are bold. I said, ooh, I cannot wait till Thursday, and I want to see how y'all reaction is going to be when y'all get up in that house. Y'all looking all good. Y'all smiling and kikiing and kakai. Baby, y'all
and drinking champagne.
Yeah.
The first day, champagne, and then you're fucking fighting for a fucking can of beer. Shut the frick up. Come on now.
Hell yeah.
You put water in there so it makes it last. Come on now.
You know what? I was saying before LaJuan came in, if the mentors actually get to play the game, the one that I like to see of the four that we think that's going to happen, I like to see Brittany pull it off. She seems sweet enough. I think that it would be kind of cool to see her reign to the top. But she's got to play a different game if she
wants
to win.
I'll be honest. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
really?
But I feel like they have a different aspect for her because maybe she wasn't quite the game player, but she was a very good social player. And I think they try to bring a little bit in. But I was like, really? There wasn't anybody else.
I'm gonna say this because I don't know. This is a rumor, and I don't know this for a fact. And if someone knows, don't say it. If it's gonna get someone in trouble.
We start rumors here. Shit, I'm a rumor starter. I guess I've heard on Twitter yesterday.
Well, I tell you what. I heard a rumor that Ronnie was a part of the cast, and they sent him home. And that kind of sucks because I would like to see Ronnie back in the house. But a rumor that
really? Where did you hear this?
Okay, good one. I didn't hear that one.
It was actually on some of the Big Brother feeds that's on Facebook that run. Paul, did you see that? Oh, he must be interviewing people off.
Paul's in
power. Do you know anything about that?
That's very interesting. I did not hear that at all. I've heard a lot of stuff. Let me tell you. I've heard JoJo
was supposed to be in the cast, but I heard that they sent her home.
Cool.
And that Cowboy was right about Ronnie. I heard that Ronnie was out there too, but, you know, we've heard so many rumors, and I don't know if Danny was out there, but I did hear the rumor about Ronnie.
I heard that
Danny Reyes was a possibility as well.
Wow.
Yes.
I think she would have been a great mentor.
Exactly. And I think Ronnie, too. Ronnie knows that game.
Oh, Ronnie would have been fabulous. I mean, he's someone, when you think about a mentor, he could mentor. He uses his brain. He thinks about the game nonstop. You know,
he watches three different types of Big Brothers, United States, United Kingdom, and then somewhere else. I mean, he keeps up with so many Big Brother games. I mean, yeah, he knows the game. He would have been the perfect person to put in the house.
Exactly. He could mentor this game. I just don't know. You know, you talk about Britt. I mean, she was a funny girl. She got carried along in the alliance for quite some time.
Exactly.
But when they got through with her, you know, they cut her loose. I don't think she had
exactly.
great
But I think
gameplay.
It was her diary room session. She had awesome diary room sessions, so maybe they wanted to bring a little
she was
kind
really
of funny,
funny and
humor.
She did have great diary room sessions, and she did win fan favorite. Paul and I were talking about that the other night.
Oh.
So I think that, you know, she was very likable. The fans
mm-hmm.
loved her. So that may be why she was brought in. But
I'm a little confused, I'll be honest.
As far
but
as
we'll
a,
see what they
mentor.
Have their plan is.
Yeah. We've got a few... at least one person holding. Michelle, did you want me to go ahead and bring
yeah,
this person
bring,
on
let's
up?
Yeah, let's bring a caller up. Sure.
Okay. Ellen, thank you so much for waiting for us for so long. We are glad to have you on the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays.
Well, thank you, guys. It's good to talk to you again. How are you all doing?
Hey, Ellen.
Good.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
This is Ellen from Reality Totes.
Yay,
hi,
Ellen.
Huge fan of the show. I've been a fan from the beginning. Cowboy, I loved watching you. Luan, you are just darling. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you,
honey. So how's things going, Ellen?
Well, they're going much better now. Before we were going really well with Reality Totes, and then I got sick. So we've been on hiatus for a couple of months, and... with the new Big Brother season coming, we wanted to get something going for the fans. And
well, how are you feeling, girl? Are you feeling better?
I am. Good.
Good. That's the most important thing.
I have a little problem breathing, but, you know, it's part of my life, and I've got to deal with it. So, you know, the main thing for me is I really want to help these little kids that have progeria, and that's the whole point of Reality Totes. And... so as of Thursday, we will have all of the beautiful bags modeled by beautiful people like Michelle back up on our site, and they'll be for sale. And, of course, the proceeds will go to the Progeria Research Foundation. And, Michelle, I have big news for you because you saw the
bag. Oh, my gosh, big news.
The man bag is done.
You got the man bag. Oh my gosh. We have a Lion Cowboy, perfect models to wear the man bag.
I think they would be wonderful. We finally have a gym bag that the men from reality TV can pose with, and I should have it up probably in a couple of weeks. And
my Lawan and the Cowboy would be the perfect models. I'm just going to vote them in. I vote Oh boy, Luan.
Okay.
Ellen,
are you on my
Facebook page?
I'm not sure. Do you have Twitter?
I don't do Twitter.
What's Twitter?
Okay.
My
Facebook is Reality Totes as the first name for Progeria, and you spell Progeria Progeria. So that's my Facebook.
Awesome.
And
cool. Maybe
you
we can pop that up on the chat room,
is
too.
Is it the number 4, or is it spelled out
no,
4?
No, it's F-O-R.
F-O-R, okay.
And you can go check it, both of you. I would love it if you would go check out Reality Totes. Michelle's beautiful picture is there, as well as some other house guests, former house guests.
Oh.
We would love to have you guys pose with a gym bag. We won't.
Oh, honey, I sure would. I'd pose for you like I wouldn't pose no more.
Oh,
my gosh. I'd love to see the pictures of this. Please, it's going to be amazing.
Be awesome. I just want to also let you guys know that during the Big Brother season, we have some neat little contests going on to kind of get people over to the site and kind of educate them about what Progeria is. Right now you can go vote for the girls, the 6 girls who have a reality tote, including Michelle Costa. You can go vote for them as the cutest bag. And so right now, Michelle, you're in second place. You need to go give Jordan a run for her money. So you need to get
her.
Oh,
yeah, everybody, go out there and vote for me. Come on.
That's
not fair. I'm going against Jordan. Oh, great.
I know. Well, Jordan's one of the 6 that have a bag. Unfortunately, we don't have Jordan's bag anymore. It's sold out. But
so then they have
they
to vote for me. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Michelle some votes.
It's for the cause, guys.
Everybody go over and vote for Michelle because Michelle with 2 L's. There's a Michelle with 1 L, but we want everybody to vote for Michelle with 2 L's. But also, Chelsea has a bag on the way to her. Chatty Natty has a bag on the way to her. Sheila Kennedy and Shelly Moore. So those guys will be up there with some new bags very soon.
And Luan and Cowboy. Come on now.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite color?
Do you have a favorite color, Cowboy?
I do. It's yellow.
You want a yellow bag?
Ooh.
I like yellow. Let me tell you why. It's loud, and I'm loud. I'm a loud personality.
Like sunshine.
So it's perfect.
Okay, yellow
well,
it is.
But mine is. Oh, honey, you're gonna really be surprised. Mine is orange.
I love orange.
Oh my
gosh,
Ellen,
you
got yourself some
awesome.
Yellow and orange. I'm excited to see these bags.
No doubt.
I know. It's going to be awesome. That is so neat. I can't wait. My daughter is a huge orange fan, so she'll...
Yeah, I love orange, honey. That's my favorite color, orange.
I think it's the in color, so...
The bright colors are in, girl. They're like, it's happiness, it's greatness.
Yeah,
right. Perfect. So you guys, look out for those bags. Thank you so much, Ellen. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Do you have any questions for any of our guests? Before we probably take another caller?
I've been really interested in listening to, how you guys have been talking about how, you're letting these new people into your family. And from a fan's perspective, we're doing it too. I think you guys should know that we take you as part of our family every year.
Aww.
And then we let new people in. I mean, I even let my daughter watch the show. She's 13 now, but she's been watching since she was, a year old on my lap. And, we've told her, watch, the language, just cover your ears.
Ellen,
Ellen, where do you live?
I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, but I am from Michelle's area. I'm from Connecticut. So, it would be nice maybe next year, Michelle, if we could have some kind of event back there in our part of town and then have all your reality friends come there. Just something for you to think about, okay?
I think we need something in the Northeast. I'm just saying, I think the Northeast has been slacking, and we need to bring all that East to
the
West.
I'm going to try to get down to Vegas. We're only 7 hours from Vegas, so I've been saying this for the last couple of years that I'm going to get down to the Vegas Bash, and this year I'm going to do my best to get down there you guys can introduce me to some more reality people, and we can get as many people as we possibly can to pose with these bags and get the word out about this disease. When you guys, Cowboy Luan, when you go up there, if you've never heard about it, it is just a very sad disease that little children have, unfortunately, the honor of being stricken with. And before I cry, just go up there and see it. Thank you, Michelle, for everything that you have done. I don't think you realize sometimes what a great influence you are on this cause. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's such an amazing thing to see and read about about this disease. It's like out of control. I mean, it's like, you can't even believe your eyes. I'm sorry, Cowboy. Go ahead.
Well, no, anything I could do, I tell you what, I'm raising 3 kids by myself, and I can only imagine if any of my kids, you know, had any type of disease, it would just spoil me. And I love helping children because, I mean, children are our future. I mean, these are, you know, our doctors or lawyers or, you know, whatever. You know, the kids are our future. And, you know, I would love to purchase a bag, not for me, but for my daughter as well. My daughter loves bags. She's 13. And I will go to the site and check you guys out.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thursday we'll have everything back up for sale. And, you know, speaking of 13, Cowboy, and this is why I bring this up for a special reason. My daughter is 13 as well. And that is the average lifespan of one of these children with Progeria.
Oh.
They seldom live past 13. So, you're a sweetheart. And if you do end up, just tell everybody about Reality Toast. We'll have everything up for sale on Thursday. And I'll touch base with everyone again here at Manic Monday during the season. And we're just as excited to welcome 12 new people into our family. So, thank you very much. I'm sorry that I'm interrupting an epic show. I appreciate you guys giving me the time tonight.
Oh, you make it epic, girlfriend.
Oh, honey, anytime.
Thanks so much, Ellen.
Okay. It's nice
you
talking to
you. You have a great
night, hon. Okay.
You too.
Mute me. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got some other callers that's been waiting on the switchboard.
Waiting. Let's do this, girl.
I'm not even sure which one to bring up first.
This is crazy.
I know. This is crazy.
Do like an eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I've got one that's wanting to do, one that's going to make an announcement, one that's going to do the giveaway. So I'm not sure which one we're going to bring up first here.
You said one that has an announcement and one has a giveaway?
Yes.
So let's do the announcement first, and then we can... So, like, Cowboy, Luan, and myself, the giveaway, I actually don't know anything about it, but it's going to probably be where I'm going to have asked questions, and we're going to do, like, true or false. So things about yourself, whether you did it on the show or whatever. So start thinking now,
okay,
and let's do the announcement first.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Mr. Dan Big John.
Wow.
Oh,
if
man,
I knew it was going to be him,
ooh,
I would have kicked him. I wouldn't
thank
let him
you
on.
For
ooh
being
oh,
our
man
big announcement guy tonight.
What? What's this cowboy stuff? I thought we got rid of him.
You know what? I thought we got rid of you a long time ago.
Ooh, now you boys back off.
Between
I
you
love
and
it.
Alan, man. Yeah, Cowboy
Cole. Hey, Dan. So, Dan, how's your rash coming along?
I don't know. The cream works for me. How about you?
Okay.
I love you, Dan. I love you.
I love you, too, Michelle. You and Patty,
how are you doing, babe?
I'm hot. I just spent all afternoon down at Rick's Restoration in the heat. And it's 112
ooh
here today.
Well, Dan, why don't you tell us what you were doing at Rick's Restoration?
Well, let's see. I picked this thing up, a pencil machine up on online, and I took it down Rick's Restoration, and they just taped me for the show all afternoon.
So, Dan, you're going to be on a reality show.
Yeah, does that
called
make me
American
a reality
Restoration
celebrity
on A&E.
Ooh, right. We got ourselves another celebrity on the phone. Yeehaw.
We do. We actually have a celebrity star, a reality star on the line. Another one.
Do I get all those free perks now?
Yeah, absolutely. Dan
well,
is
I always
be...
thought he was a celebrity anyway.
Well,
so.
He is.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Well, I got a question for people out there on this pencil machine.
Ooh.
Sorry to say, I didn't take a picture of it. So I don't have one until they put it on air. And you all know I do a lot of work with Paralyzed Veterans of America and in turn Paralympic sports and do a lot with disability, kids with disabilities. And here's my thought. I'm going to, if y'all will go with this, and I'll raffle this thing off.
Oh,
with Rick, if he agrees, and the money will go to the Paralyzed Veterans of America, every penny, and to the Paralympic Sports Academy here in Las Vegas, and in turn, you know, it'll play it forward to a bunch of kids and a bunch of veterans that need a hand. And
hey, Dan. And
I'm not
going to
do this
to,
unless I know y'all will buy tickets.
I'll tell you what,
you
should bid, and I would start the bid at $100, Dan, just for you.
Ooh, we got ourselves a $100 bid. Who's going to give me $120?
So are you going to raffle this, or are you going to auction it?
That's just it. You wanna, I don't know what to do with it. I mentioned it to Rick and the production company, and they like the idea, and I like the idea of paying it forward, you know. What it is,
well, you know what? This show has been
I...
just so giving today. I can't even take it off the hook. Just ridiculous, Dan. You know, everybody that we talk to that's involved, it's always giving out a helping hand. Whether, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter if you have to do it money-wise, volunteer-wise. It's just so awesome how we all come together and do something to help people. So
I'm
shout out to everybody.
Well, now that he's made his announcement.
This isn't set in stone yet.
Maybe we can have you come back next Monday, and let us know whether you're going to auction it off.
Yeah.
Or sell tickets to do sort of a lottery sort of thing. And let us know how you're going to do it, and that way people can sort of get involved. Whether you know which way you're going
to
do it,
I want it done right. So we don't want to jump into anything. But Cowboy said he wants to start the bid at $100. So it's really Dan. It's up to you what you think is going to be best. I mean, if anybody out there can give some opinions, but I don't know. This is an awesome surprise, and you know what? It's a great cause. So
did they say when your episode was going to air?
No, they're still building. They gotta redo the machine.
And you'll have to go back and then
I'll have to go back
it.
In.
Right,
I'll have
that's
to go
gonna
back
be awesome.
In and the raffle or the bidding. I don't know.
Well, somebody out there says they think a raffle would raise more money. So that's awesome people in the chat room.
But the thing is, if you do a raffle and you do PayPal, they don't allow you to do raffles. But if
I got a 501(c) nonprofit organization.
Oh, never mind.
We have somebody else on the line. I'm going to bring somebody else up.
And just so y'all know, the right now I am president of the Nevada chapter, which the money would be going to. And the books are open for anybody wants to look anytime. Just call me and we'll get you what you need. Just so
perfect.
There's no, you know, no words, no anywhere. The books are wide open.
That's
perfect.
Incredible. We know that you don't cheat anybody out of anything, Dan.
Nope.
So we are always
absolutely
above board with everything. So. We have somebody else that's wanting to give something away, too. Mr. John Crocker has one of the most, has the most amazing Big Brother collection out there ever.
Are you giving away your underwear again?
And a welcome John Cracker to the line.
Oh, my goodness. John, if you give that chest
he's
step
not.
Away,
he's
God,
not. I
turn
already
over and kick
no.
your butt.
He's
no,
not, Dan. You know, no. I wouldn't let him do that.
I'll make a machine so I can kick your butt.
I just want to
Whoa.
Make an announcement. I have an announcement myself that Dan and I are now dating. So.
All right.
We figured
that one out.
Finally, you guys admit it. We figured that out. Come on now.
I told you the other day. I was holding out for Harlan. I told you that.
So,
I don't know how you just, are you
hey,
going to have
go, Everybody, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, I'm going to hang up now so I can be part of this contest.
Okay.
All right.
And, just so y'all know, go to Harlan's page and John's page where they made that announcement that the dum-dums are splitting up like total, I'm not allowed to say on the air.
We don't want to talk about that.
But,
we're fine.
But,
yeah.
Anyway.
What is your announcement, John? What are you giving away,
yeah,
babe?
I'm sorry, John.
Well, I told everyone that, I mean, I originally had 50, but I settled for 40. So the chat room got to 40. So is Luan still up?
I'm here.
Luan
is still on, and Michelle is still on. So,
yes.
So I'll let each of you do a trivia question. Of your own, and then I have my own for getting to 40 to give, and I'll give away one thing for each of your trivia questions, and then the big one is the one I have, but they have to answer the question right.
All right, so, okay, can
I say
the rules
so
again?
I can send it back?
What's that?
Can I send it back to you?
No, you can't, Dan.
Can we say the rules again? I was a little confused, so
okay.
Can you just repeat it again?
Michelle, you have a trivia question for a caller that calls in. If they get it right, they get something from my collection.
Okay.
Luan can ask a trivia question, then I'll get something else away. But then I have a third question that I'm going to ask, and if they get it right, we're getting to 40 people in the chat room, then I will have something big to give away.
So. Okay, wait. So you're giving away a bunch of stuff.
Three pieces, one for you, one for Luan, and one for myself.
But they
have
to answer the question correctly.
Yes.
Okay, so is it one person, or am I doing it with,
two
people?
No, you're doing one person, Luan's doing one person, and then I'm doing one person. And however Cherry wants to bring that person up, they can bring him up.
Yes,
and
I can't be
part of it because I'm answering
bring
the call.
The person up?
And Paul took himself out because he wants to call
in. How about
in,
we make
so.
It fair? The first person that answers the question in the chat room that I see is the person that will win it. How's that?
So you want to go first, John? You want
to
go first?
No,
yeah,
you guys go first because I'm the big one. So I'll let you, Michelle, go first.
Is Paul in the chat room?
Okay, so chatters are all included. Everybody's included, and
yes,
you have to answer it in the chat room.
I'm the
final
thing.
Okay, so all chatters
whoever,
and the person calling in. Okay, go ahead.
Whoever I see first on my screen answer the question that you guys ask will get it. I'll tell you what you get after.
Okay, let's do this. Let's start this trivia.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
All right, so I'm up first, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're up first,
right? Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm going to ask. Okay, go ahead. Cherry, do we have a caller?
We're gonna do it in the chat
room. From the chat room. We're going to do it from the chat room.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you just ask the question. Whoever answers it first will win.
Okay. Are you guys ready in the chat room? Oh, my God. Is the chat room ready? I need I'm ready in the chat room. I'm watching you.
I'm ready.
Okay. So... my question is, oh my gosh, so it's a true or false, right?
It can be anything
just,
you want.
Whatever you
want
to say.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Don't
right.
make it true or false because you'll just have people guessing.
Yeah, don't do true or
yeah,
false.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, what about this? I'm going to do this.
It's a specific answer.
Mine is a specific name and answer, so I'll give you an idea.
Okay.
What mine
is. So, okay, ready? Okay, ready? What is my horoscope? Like, what is my sign?
Ooh! And the winner is, I don't know. Nobody's answering yet.
You're going to have to wait.
Capricorn.
Oh, we got a winner. We got a winner.
Okay. And then, so,
it's Michelle from the Bronx.
Michelle from the Bronx won.
She's a stalker.
So she, Michelle from the Bronx, in honor of Cowboy.
Boy, I was right behind her.
Big Brother 5. So, I have the Big Brother 5 hat from Cowboy season.
Oh, how cool is that?
Whoa, that's awesome. Freaking
that
Michelle from the Bronx,
cool.
You just scored. Are you super excited? Can we get something from the chat room?
That's so cool.
Now, Luan's turn to ask your question.
Okay. Which house guest from my season gave me the nickname LaWonderful?
Ooh.
Ooh, good question.
All right, let's go, chat room.
Was it Shelly? Was it Shelly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, whoever with the Mad Reality Show won.
That's
you know.
Me!
Oh,
oh,
Sherry!
So, who was it?
Sherry gave me that nickname.
Yeah.
Sherry said Cherry.
I wanted
Cherry.
I knew it right away.
All right, so what does Cherry win? Oh, my gosh.
You are so crazy. Cherry, you gave me Cherry.
I knew that one.
Sherry already has this, though, so I'm going to give her something else.
So now it's your turn, right, John? Oh, wait, are you going to say what you're going to give her?
I'm going to give Trini the tuxedo shirt from Ollie from Big Brother 10.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh,
so,
I remember that shirt.
The last question is mine, and I'll tell you what you're going to get afterwards. Who gave the very first tour of the Big Brother house in season one?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy, stop Googling, people. Stop Googling.
What do you mean,
get
tour?
Get your little fingers a working and twerking.
What do you
it was
mean,
not
tour?
Shelly. It was not Shelly. It was not Allison.
Oh, come on, people. Google that.
We
got some Julie's. Gretchen Massey.
No, it was not Gretchen Massey. No.
It was a guy. Very good, Ian.
It was not Dr. Drew. It was the first Big Brother.
Was it Michael Jordan?
David Letterman, no.
It will be worth it if you dig a little.
No,
dig a little.
Dig a little. Okay, I'll give you a hint of where to go if you're Googling. Go to ATTWX.
Well, why don't you just point in the answer? You might as well just point out the answer. Cheapers.
Well, I'm telling you where to go at the same time. No, it's none,
okay.
It's nobody that anybody's mentioned so far.
No, we got Mark McGrath. I mean, he was pretty cool.
Nope. It was a guy.
I don't get the question. I mean, who tore the house? I mean, was it Benjamin Franklin?
The very first tour of the Big Brother house.
Who did the tour?
Who did the tour? Yes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Eddie.
I still don't know the answer, but was it Eddie? Was it Regina?
Is it a producer that works for CW?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, let me pull out my Rolodex. I think I know who it was.
I don't know, and I'm
who is Jeff Dad Dude 87 got it.
What is
he got it?
Ian O'Malley.
So, Jeff Dude.
Oh, shucks. I can't believe I didn't get that one. Damn it.
I was just talking about him yesterday.
Dude. I don't know who Jeff Dude 87 is. Is
Jeff
anybody know who that is?
Well, Jeff Dude 87, you just won yourself. What is it, John?
Jeff
a brand
Dude
new car. No.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hold it. Here it goes. Congratulations, house guests. Welcome to Big Brother 2 Tag from the team.
Ooh,
wow.
You just gave away a lot of crazy stuff tonight. Like, out of your, like, when people don't even, like, can't even, like, put together, like, just a museum that's mobile, like, it was awesome to see it. It gave you chills when you saw his collection. It really did, and you're really getting a wonderful piece of it. And thank you so much, John, for coming on here. I think that was just so awesome, and... What made you want to give these stuff away? I mean, like, are you aren't
you
excited about
Facebook lately, Michelle Costa?
Well, I have, but I just didn't know, like, if it was, like, for real. I was like, wait, did he?
Things have changed.
I just didn't know what was going on.
It's fine. I'm perfectly fine with it. And
John, just for the record, I love you and Harlem both, and I wish you all the best.
And I'm happy to do this. Yeah, I mean, anybody who's seen my collection in person knows how much stuff I have, and it's just, I'm happy to share it with you. So.
Well, it's awesome. I think it's very generous, and, you know, you're just giving, like, what you've, obviously that made you happy, and looking at it, like, you've just actually, like, made somebody else super-duper happy.
I just made it happy Monday.
Anybody who won, send your information to Cherry, and then I can give it to me. So
send all your information to me, and I'll get it to John, and he will mail it to you. That's the way we did it with Brandon and his win a few weeks ago.
Okay, send money to me, and I'll spend it the way I want.
So Cherry gets the Ollie shirt. Michelle from the Bronx gets the hat, and Dude gets the house tag from Dee.
Pretty cool. Well, we had a lot of great giveaways tonight.
That tag was from Shannon's Key, so it might have ended up in the toilet. So you might want to disinfect it.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, good note. I like the footnotes. Thank you, John.
Okay.
You know, Michelle, you know, speaking of giveaways, and of course, Cherry doesn't know what I'm about to say, and she'll know more in the next couple of days because she'll need to know. But on the new Friday roundtable, I am going to do a competition because Ron always loved games. So there's going to be a huge competition that will start on Friday, and it will end at a certain date, and it will be a money prize. Just to let y'all know, for all the fans out there, and I'm giving you a little teaser, but there will be a money prize. And
so, is it like Big Brother though? Is it like Big Brother themed?
Well, it kind of is, and you'll understand it on Friday when I announce it. But first place will take $200, and second place will take $100.
Well, I'm actually free this summer, so I might just have to join because.
Well, I didn't get
the almighty phone call from above, so I'm pretty much free.
It's gonna be a fun little competition, and I'm really excited. And it is kind of Big Brother theme. And Michelle, I'll give you a call after the show, and I'll give you kind of a heads up. And I'll have to call Cherry because she'll need to know.
Yes, I'll need.
Yeah, you might want to fill her in. But very interesting. I actually want to know: is Mr. LaJuan still on?
Yes, honey, I'm here.
Okay, Cowboy, I need to talk to you about this, but I actually have been discussing this with LaJuan, but I want to make sure everybody out there knows about this website and goes on it and follows it, because you're going to have some awesome Big Brother Pass House guests, and hopefully we can get Cowboy connected. But I've heard through the grapevine that Mr. LaJuan is involved in ZingTube.com.
Yes,
Evil Dick's involved. That's right. Evil Dick's involved. There's a bunch of house guests. What we're going to do is just basically it's like a kind of like a a site where we're going to be blogging and posting, and we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff, giving our, our side and opinions and stuff like that. And it's just another added bonus for you guys so that you guys can come on and, you know, what we think, and we're going to actually be tweeting live during the shows and stuff. Do you want to talk a little bit about this, Luan?
Yeah, I think it's a great contest. We're going to be, it's going to be different past house guests, and we're going to be giving our own opinions and, you know, just giving our opinions of the house guests and what they're doing, and, you know, you guys can comment along while we're doing it, and I think it's going to be a great interaction with the fans, so I'm excited about it, because I get to meet the past house guests and my sisters and my brothers and my uncles and all that good stuff, and I'm going to have a blast, because, I mean, I just think it's going to be good interaction with the fans. I think it's going to be cool.
Absolutely. And the other thing is great is that, you know, Luan obviously is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Evil Dick. There's a bunch of other people. But they are going to promote Manic Mondays on there. And there's going to be a whole different, you know, different people that we're going to probably have on board for Mondays. And it's going to be awesome. You know, because we absolutely adore Big Brother fans, and especially we are so welcoming to new people. And I just think it's going to be awesome with the different house guests that they have on, the different people they're going to touch that maybe we don't in the network world, but we'll all bring it together at once. So it's going to be awesome. So, Cowboy, I know that he wanted me to mention it to anybody that I think that would do great, so I want to make sure that we talk about that later, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Awesome. So I just want, before we get on to our last bit of the show, which is going to be usually Mob Wives, I just want to go quick with you guys. So, you know, Cowboy, Luan, it's 3 days away. It's exciting. We can't wait. I want you guys to make sure that you follow Cowboy. And always, Luan is going to be coming on Mondays. And I think we're going to have ourselves a you know, sunny days, you know, a little segment from Luan. That's right, because he's a ray of sunshine. But what I wanted to also talk about real quick before we go on to that is Glass House. Are we still watching it? Is everybody even remembering Glass House right now? Or what's up with that?
I'm watching it, but it's boring.
I gave up on it.
Me
I
too.
Do have a question for Luan, though. Luan, are you going to be going to Pepsi Rich's party out there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll be there. Yes, he's hooking me up. I'm so excited. So, yes, I will be at his party, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy you're going to be going.
Yes.
Send him my love.
Luan, there might be something else you want to announce, because Pepsi Rich tested a video cam out with me on Skype, and he said he was doing it because that you had some interview. Where is that going to be?
I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be zinging. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to zing and all that good stuff, and just, you know, interact with my fans, interact with people while they're watching it on the West Coast, East Coast.
Cool.
And see how they, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't, like you guys knew last week, I didn't have nowhere to go. I was going to actually watch it by myself. And I was like, what?
It's kind of one of these things, I don't know if it's going to work out with my weekend schedule, because I'm actually going to be somewhere else, but I want to go to New York and watch it. I want to be there, but I'm sorry. I'm still 4 years later. Like, I want to watch it alone and locked in a room with, like, a huge, gigantic keg of wine, and I just want to just be focused, scream, rant, rage, yell at the TV, and do what you're supposed to do when you watch Big Brother.
Really?
Yeah. You will get it after you watch it when you get out of the house.
It's funny you say that. Somebody else told me, it was like, Luan, when you watch it the first time since you've been out of the house, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. OMG.
Yeah.
Don't you think so, Cowboy? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I'm literally, Luan, I'm 8 years into it, and I tell you what, it's so different. I mean, even to this day, I'm like, so many memories comes involved. It's you'll have moments where it starts freaking you out.
It's emotional. I mean, I already know right now. I'm looking at the pictures, and I remember the exact day when we took those pictures, and I remember seeing them going into the house, how I felt. It is. And I didn't think it would be like that. I'm going to be honest with you, totally. I was like, oh, whatever. It could be happening next year. People will forget about me. No. It's emotional. And I'm glad I have, like, you all, and I'm glad I have a lot of people that I can bounce off and my feelings and emotions, but it is. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's like I'm not going to camp anymore. I feel like I should be there. You know what I mean? I feel like I should be there, and I feel like, wow, on this day, like, I actually know on this day what I was doing. Like, right now, I know. It brings back, when I look at the pictures of people up there, the house guests right now, I'm like, man, they have no clue.
LaJuan, to this day, you know, I feel like I should be there. But, you know, it's a selfish reason. And it's like,
I know.
And it's very selfish because I do like that other people get to, you know,
have
do what we get to do. Yeah, opportunity, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's different for me. I'll be honest with you. It's like I was telling Michelle last week, it's bittersweet for me still, but it really has gotten, like, the closer it gets to that day, it feels very bittersweet because I know how I felt, and I wish, I'm not going to lie, for selfish reasons, I wish I was there again.
Exactly.
I do.
Well, you know what, Lauren, don't feel selfish in any way. You know, the thing is you bring so much to the table. You're very recognizable. You know, people recognize you, and people will recognize you 8-10 years down the road just because of who you are.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cowboy.
Well, if people told me that people would recognize me 8 years down the road after I did Big Brother, I would call you a liar. You know, it's so amazing.
Well, they never forget.
Well, you know what's funny you say that? It's funny you say that, Cowboy, because I'm not going to lie. I said that when I got the house. I was like, they're not going to remember me when the next house gets
Exactly.
Come. And you will, I mean, like I said, I love our fans because I've gotten more fans since the new season started now. And just the love that people share and love that they show me coming up to this day, it is overwhelming. And it makes you feel good because it's like, wow. It's like, what?
Go ahead. John Cracker has a question for you, LaJuan.
No, I just have a statement. LaJuan, I'm the one that did the exclusive video of you in True Hollywood singing that's now up on YouTube and to receive all those views. I had the exclusive rights to that video, so I guess I'm the only person that got you singing that night. So that was really cool.
Sure did. Thank you.
And you got that on video? Score.
Girl, you got that on video, honey. Girl, you got that on video. Score, honey.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So when you go see Richards and you sing for him, just tell Pepsi that Crocker got you first. And he has
there you
go.
Okay, I would do that.
How we
fantastic.
How
and have one of those chocolate cake chats for me, or three or four.
Those are yummy.
His brother's making a bunch of those chocolate cake vodka chats out there, and I just want to be there so bad.
Oh, girl. And I probably have a whole tray of them by the time the show is over.
Oh, man. Have
it
for me, babe.
All right. Well, let's get to Mob Live. Let's talk. We have a couple minutes left.
We have to do the disclaimer. Go ahead.
Wait, what was that? Go disclaimer first.
The views expressed by guests and callers from the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
You know we need that.
And then we have to do the Chicago Mob Wives thing.
Okay, can we talk? Can we talk now? Can I just say something real quick? Can I just say that, Michelle?
Yes.
when are we going to the Drunken Monkey?
Oh, man. You know, I didn't get to watch Big Ange, but I know all about that Drunken Funkin' Monkey, and I want to go get my monkey funky. Shoot.
All right.
I've watched the trailer a lot of times, but let's do the Mob Wives theme song.
Hey, well,
don't point in my face. I'll put my finger up your
Cowboy. I'm gonna step off LaJuan. Michelle, I'll call y'all here in a little bit and visit with y'all for a little bit.
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much for
Love
calling
you,
in, Cowboy.
Thanks, Cowboy.
Okay.
Thanks,
baby.
Talk to the fans and Paul and Cherry on Friday. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Love
don't point in my face. I'll put my finger up your face.
Creepy clip.
It sounded like somebody digging a grave or something.
Yeah, that was creepy. I was like, does anybody else hear this? Like, what is going on? All I know is you put your finger in my face, I'll put your finger in my ass. Get out. I mean, oops, wait. Your ass, not
yeah.
mine. Gosh, I got to get that right.
We've got a few of your regular Mob Wives callers on the switchboard. Do you want them up and on the line, girl?
Okay.
Oh, don't make me put my finger on that switchboard.
Okay, here we go. Miss Dina, how are you, girl?
What's going on?
Hey, Miss Dina, what up? Don't make me put my finger in your butt.
Please don't. No.
Welcome to Manic Mondays. What a welcoming. Okay.
And Chi-Town Joe.
Hi. You just better spit on your finger first.
Oh, man.
Thank gosh we put that disclaimer up because I knew it was going to get crazy up in here.
Joe comes on.
How you doing, everybody?
Like no other.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, LaJuan.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Ooh. I just love, like, this, we can just, yeah. What is, you know what, I think that they had to do that because they were losing a lot of people. Like, first I want to say to Leah's mother, I hope that she gets better with the whole breast cancer thing. That was really, like, the main thing for me on that. But I just want to say, Nora, shut the frig up about freaking Renee and freaking Renee's a nutbag.
God.
And then she's on Pia.
Well, we were not even a minute and 20 minutes in, or a minute and 20 seconds, rather, in the show, and Nora was already cutting down Pia, who, you know, and she is her only backbone, and she's like, you know, I wouldn't want to be the only other person effing up dancing. And, you know, Pia let that slide. I don't think I would have let that slide as much as she did. And, you know, Nora's cutting off her hands right now. I mean, everybody's going to have nothing to do with her. I'm surprised.
I think
you know how you have a friend that, like, says stupid stuff, like, doesn't even think about, like, I have a friend that, like, the things that come out of her mouth, people are like, oh, my God, I can't even believe she said that. And I'm like, I've heard it so many times. It doesn't define the person she is. She's just not socially understanding of what other people's situations are. She's kind of just ranting and raving. And I'm sure we've all been there before.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But she is a little out of control, I'll say that.
And then we find out, Michelle, that in a former life for 4 months, Nora was a dancer.
Hmm.
That gal,
you know,
a cheeseburger short of a Happy Meal.
That
she
woman.
Is whack.
On a
she'd have to pay
not
you,
even,
right, Joe?
She is so ugly. Who would go see her on a pole? Anybody's pole. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's just like, good God.
You know what it is? It's people that think that they're better than other people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
people that are first to point out somebody else's flaws. It's like, we all have flaws. Like,
sure.
Oh, you smoke cigarettes, but guess what?
What?
I drink alcohol. Who do I think? I think I'm better than you because, oh, my God, I drink alcohol, but you smoke cigarettes? Who am I? It's just like anything. People
right.
want to look down upon somebody else to make themselves feel better. Period. End of
yeah.
story.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, next week
so,
will be epic. Because I don't think Nora is going to have a friend in the world.
I don't think she, like, honestly, I really honestly believe she doesn't get it. Like, she doesn't have that kind of, like, street smarts mentality. Like,
you really think
she
that?
Kind of believes, she's kind of oblivious. I think she's very oblivious to things. Like,
she might have been hit a few times across the head when she was young.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because she does, she's
yeah.
a little slow. I don't want to be mean
yeah.
or nothing.
Yeah.
But I think the story that she said in the party van, like,
yeah.
oh, you know, like that nobody showed up for her birthday, and like then she goes to a go-kart place, which I would have been totally ecstatic. I would have been so happy to go.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe because I'm a kid at heart. But, you know, I think it was Leah that said that, and she was like, you know, made me relate to her because she's kind of like stuck in that moment, and then everything that else happened in her life, so it's kind of hard for her to socialize, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that kind of, like, shows, like, a little side of, like, you know, everybody has a reason behind it. But, you know, if there's
right.
people that are giving themselves to you, being your friend, caring about you, I think that's the first people that you need to explain your feelings and not be the first people that you kind of yell at. You know, it's like a security
right.
blanket. You know you can kind of, like, yell and fight, but they'll always be there. You know that you have that person in your life. I think we all have it, whether it's some
sure.
friend,
yeah.
a family
yeah.
member, a lover.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're always going to be there. And you know it's going to be bad. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny, though, because they all thought they were going out boozing. And then nothing happens.
Yeah.
But going to that.
Did you see how slow they were going when they first got in those go-karts? I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I think it was only Leah, right? Wasn't Leah in, like, the one before, and then it was Christine and Nora, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think she wanted to be in there, like, heat. She was afraid.
Well, Leah didn't want to ruin her hair. I was,
yeah.
You know, she's,
hey,
I mean, she's just to the nine.
Speaking from a girl that has a lot of hair, it's really uncomfortable putting a helmet on. I'm going to be honest. When I got my curls,
I thought
it's
of
not
you last
fun.
Night. I thought of you last night when she said that she wasn't going to put a helmet over her hair, and when you used to have your hair that way.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, my hair is always like that. I just change it around.
But
it's,
I mean,
it's very
straight down like that.
Yeah, no, it's very uncomfortable, but, like, I really don't care at the moment, but it doesn't feel good, okay? It's not fun. But, you know, it's sometimes you're going to be a sport about things, and, like, who cares? So your hair's going to be all messed up, whatever. Put it up in the clip.
Did you feel sorry for Renee's daughter?
When
she was talking to her dad.
I actually started crying. When she was
what?
Talking about how she wanted her dad to go get ice cream with her, she wanted her dad to go to a movie with her, she
yeah.
wanted a dad. I know what that feels like. And my heart just broke for that girl. And being in between, being an only child,
yep.
and being in between
okay.
a mom and a dad who don't get along is one of the worst places to ever be. And
yeah.
having a father, my father wasn't in prison, but my father was an alcoholic. And my mom always, you know, talked horribly about him. And so I didn't get to see him my first, you know, 11 years, well, I
it's a long story. But anyway, you know, I understood where she was coming from, and my heart just broke for her. And to see her go through that trauma and turmoil in her life just ripped my heart out. And I really understood what she was going through, and I know what she means by taking her mom there and knowing that they're just going to go through another one of those battles. They're going to see each other, and they're going to, you know, start up again. And there's nothing that's going to stop it.
Well, hopefully
they've
grown up, and they won't do that in front of her. Hopefully, you know, that was like a long time ago, but I hope that she wants to go. Like, Renee's purpose for wanting to go is so that she can see they can be civil.
Right.
But, you know, I feel so bad for her because, you know what, in the long run, she's an innocent bystander, and they always get caught up in it. And it's so sad to see that because there's people that their fathers are not in jail, and like Cherry was saying, she didn't see him. He wasn't in jail. There was nothing keeping it. So that's like how it's like I felt so bad for her. You know, she had no choice in this. And Renee has to understand that she deserves and she has all the right to go see her father. And I think her mom should respect that. And I think that by her saying that, she was like, okay, I respect you. Let's do this together.
Yeah, I think that that was probably the most touching part of this season so far. And her dad, hearing her dad on the other end. The frustration, but he put himself in there, and I'm not going to give him any, you know, waiver, but now he has all that time to think about her, and she's a grown woman, practically, you know, so I just feel so sorry for her.
Yeah.
She's collateral damage.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful, too. She's
Isn't she?
Gorgeous.
She's got her mother's eyes. That's for sure.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully everything
works out. Good for her.
I think that they did a lot more yesterday was they were leaving in real conversations with the way people talk here in Chicago with the Italian community. And those kind of isms, and it made it a little more real last night's show because I've been hearing that for years or speaking that way.
I think they brought us in. They were like we were being like kind of like we really didn't know which way to go, but hopefully next week continues to be the same. And
well, it's
going to
be like Renee's party on the original Mob Wives next week, because they're all going to get in a fist fight.
We can't wait to watch that.
Well, it's going to be hard to watch it because Big Brother will be on.
Well, DVR it, everybody, because you know that Big Brother will be on next week. I just can't even. I'm so excited.
Dina, are you excited?
I am totally stoked. I want a confirmation as to who these four people are. I want to see what goes on, and I'm just excited to fall in love. I think that I'm pulling for my Carrot Top wannabe. I like him, Frank. He's going to be the goofy one. So I think that I'm just real excited. I'm not going to take sides. I've done this in the past, and I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to take sides until I see who's the dirty SOB, and then it's on.
I agree with Luan a lot because what he said about Luan, Will, with one L, I wanted to jump through the screen and strangle him, you know. That's how you get...
The beautiful part about that, all these house guests, I mean, we saw Danielle, she's already trashed Rachel. She's like, I just despise her. She's so fake, blah, blah, blah. But who is going to be the very first people that these house guests are going to see when they come out
of
the house?
Thank you, boo.
Luan, I want you to be aware because I hear it as a fan year after year after year.
that people go in there and they trash house guests or former house guests, that's a given. It's going to happen after season two. But please keep in mind that people have trashed you in the past and Michelle too. And guess what? They have felt about a size of a penny when they've done that. And they'll bow to your knees and all will be good, you know.
Oh, baby. Like I said, really bad. Yeah. I mean, like I said, like Michelle brought to my attention, we know it's a game and we know things have been said about me and her and whatever. But like I said, baby, my arms are still going to be open to you because you're part of the fam for life. So, hey. It's all good.
But you know your family here on this show every Monday night will be quick to point it out to you as to who said what about you, and we'll be ganging up on their ass as well. So when Mob Wives, when they run out of ideas of what to do on a story, I think they should just listen to our show. They've got their own reality show right here every Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's right, girl. I mean, all I got to say is, number one is, I think it was Dan, maybe, or was it John Crocker that said, the fans are going through what we go through. And see how Dina was like, oh, he said this about Luan. Like, they get defensive, too. And, you know, I think we all give them kind of a hard time. And then by, like, week two or week three, we kind of have, like, all right, we picked sides. But I think it's with the house guests and the fans. Like, you got to prove yourself to us. Okay, your video doesn't work. It doesn't count your words. Go in that house and then give us your real shit. Because
yeah,
we'll see right through you.
Thank you, Michelle. That's what I said. Everybody's like, who's your favorite, Lamar? Who you think? I said, I got to wait till Thursday. Or I have to even wait for a week because guess what? I know what they've been through and I want to see. I already know how they feel. So I'm just waiting. I'm not picking the interviews and all that. It doesn't mean squat to me because it's just like, they don't even have. I want to see what the real deal. How they gonna be when they get in their house? Doors are locked and they don't have them. But them 14 people or whatever in the house, and they all looking at each other crazy, eating slop and all kind of crazy shit. That's what I'm waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can see who I want. I'm telling you.
Here is my $1 million question to the two of you, because you've been in the house. Do you think, by any chance whatsoever, that Big Brother will stick it up the glass house's ass and this year have a whole lot more participation with the fans as to call in and the voting like the glass house did with Big Brother taking that idea? Do you think that Big Brother will reverse it? That's what I'm trying to ask. Do you think
you can go first. You are the guest,
okay.
So you go first.
Oh, okay, well, it's funny you ask that because I was like saying to myself, you know, we're going to have to step up our game. And as I looked at the internet today, there's going to be a lot of interaction with the fans as far as the Twitter, I believe. You guys going to be able to, like, I guess when the show is going on, be able to tweet things about the house guests. And I think that's great. So I think they're going to have more fan involvement this year.
Well, sure. I think through CBS.com, right?
Yeah. I honestly think that the Big Brother kind of thing is going to kind of stay the same. Like, I don't think they're going to add more than what they normally do where they're having America interact. I think they're going to have a lot more twists, turns, fumbles, tumbles, coup d'etat special. I think they're going to bring it out like that rather than America picking. I think it's going to be the same, like, you know, during slop where they're going to have lollipops, beats, and whatever. But I think what they're doing is they're going to come at it like, who cares about Glass House and America calling in? You're not even going to remember when Big Brother's done and it spits you out. That's what I'm saying.
And I should piggyback on Michelle. I do think they're going to bring back a lot of old stuff that a lot of us, well, not a lot of us, but some fans might have thought that they have forgotten. I think they're going to bring a lot of, you know, old things that the fans liked before. I think that. I think they're going to bring to the table. They're going to bring, like you say, in the diamond veto. I think there's going to be a lot of that. I think. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think it's going to be actually nonstop. It's going to
be
turn after twists. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Michelle,
I heard there's no rumor control on tomorrow on Super Pass.
Huh?
Michelle?
Yes.
I asked a couple of our callers to call back in so we could thank them properly for what they did for us today on the show.
Okay.
So I've got Mr. John Crocker And I've got Mr. Dan, or Big John, as we know him in the chat, both on the line with us, so we can say thank you to both of them for coming on our show. Dan, thank you so much for coming on and making your announcement here on the
Rad
Reality Show.
No problem. I'm glad I could do it. Just remember, everybody, this isn't set in stone. I got to get a lot of different approvals for it to go through.
Right. We understand.
Right.
You made your announcement about you being on Rick's Restoration and being on American Restoration here on the Rad Reality Show first, and we appreciate it so much. I know you just did your first taping today, and I can't wait to see your episode. I know it's going to be awesome, and I don't know when you'll be going back to receive the finished product, but you'll have to let us know when you go back and do your next taping and get to see the finished product. And I know they do just amazing work there. So we'll all be waiting to see your episode and see what kind of work they did on your pencil machine. And then everyone will want to bid on it, I'm sure. So you'll have to let us know what that process will be when you decide. But I just wanted to say thank you so very much for calling us and letting us know that you
thank
are
you,
on
Big Dan.
American Restoration.
You know, I
it's
love you too.
Awesome.
So, you go, Dan.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thanks, Dan, for all the bets.
That's right. Thank you. Well, and we'll then, of course. Hopefully, I can do it. Well, we know you can. We have faith in you, and I know that you're super excited about Big Brother and that we will be talking to you a lot more. So keep us updated. Thank you so much, Dan.
And we also have Mr. John Cracker. And he is going to, as he did today, be calling in on Manic Mondays and sharing some of his amazing Big Brother memorabilia with all of us on Manic Mondays. So, John Cracker,
ooh, get out.
I cannot say thank you enough times, a bazillion thank yous to John Cracker.
So this will be going on, I think we figured out, for the next 7 weeks.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah. I won't be able to call in every night, but Sherry and I will connect, and she'll know what to give away that night, and you guys can do it how you want. But it will
perfect.
Be for 7 weeks, and I think at the end of the 7 weeks, I think people want to be there, or they want to be there through the 7 weeks, but at the end, you really want to be there.
Lola
just
said in the
chat room.
What's that?
Lola just said in the chat room.
Is there a pot of gold?
No, he's not going
to do the chess set, I promise, John.
There's no chess sets are involved at the end. But
are you
going
to give away that little red car you had this winter? You moved everything.
John is actually going to be the main prize at the end of the 7 weeks. So
oh.
We I threw that in there, and I hope John accepts.
Oh, yeah.
Have a date with John.
Hey, yo.
As long as
we actually have a $25,000 bid for John in the chat room right now.
Okay, let's ramp it down here, people.
John, I just wanted to let you know that Lola, who is one of our beloved followers, and she comes to every one of our shows, just said in the chat room that Ron is smiling. He loved games, and he would just loving this. So thank you so very, very much for doing this on the Rad Reality Show. He would be thrilled by this.
So you all will be, Sherry and Michelle will be receiving something in the mail, but you can't open them until Manic Monday next week. And I don't know that I'm going to be there for that. But
so you're sending me an email that I can't open until next week.
No, I'm sending you a package.
What the heck?
I'm sending you a package that you cannot open until next week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Luan's like, she's going to open that email. She's going to do it.
Oh, please. I know you.
No, it's
no,
a package.
Thank you so much,
mail,
John. We appreciate it.
We can't open until next Manic Monday, so.
Right.
Okay, well, I know Cherry's going to be calling me the minute she gets that box, and I'm going to call her.
But we can't open it until we're on Manic Monday next week.
Right, we can still talk about it, though.
Sam's going to keep us guessing. Okay, well, Sam, I wanted to say thank you a bazillion times for doing this. You are a sweetheart. We love you both so much.
Thanks, John.
I just know they're going into good places, so I'm happy to do it.
Thank you and Harlan so much. We love you both.
We love you, John.
We love you guys, too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye.
Take care, hon. Okay, we need to move along. Paul has informed me that he needs a couple of moments with Michelle, so I'm going to give Paul a moment.
Okay.
Hey, I've been trying for that for years. What the hell is Paul? Oh? Man.
Okay. Thank you, Cherry. Michelle, this is marking your third anniversary of Manic Monday. And you have been the most regular, yes, and you are now launching into your next full season of Manic Monday. And this was the one clip that I had for you to say.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Love you, Michelle.
Aww. Well, that was really sweet. There was a lot of surprises today. That was the biggest one by far. I kind of didn't even, like, realize that, oh, my gosh, so crazy to even know them at this point. I mean, I can only think, like, being on Big Brother and that opportunity and being able to now, like, have, like, family, like, LaJuan and the Big Brother world, and then, like, family, like, Cherry and Paul and Joe and Dina and everybody out there. It's just, like, so awesome that, you know, to think about having this and just taking it all in day by day and just appreciating it, and that's all that I can say. Thanks for everybody being, like, yourself and accepting me for me. Thank you.
Oh, we absolutely adore you.
You know I love you.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, thanks. That was really sweet. But
little surprises.
I know. Paul, damn it. You can interrupt me. You have like three passes. Okay. I'm just saying. But, you know, LaJuan, I just want to first talk to you before we go, but thank you so much. You have been, like, seriously so awesome. I think I can speak for everybody on the line right now and everybody listening. You just are absolutely amazing. Adore you. We love hearing from you week in, week out, and cannot wait to continue talking with you because 3 days away, babe. Boo-boo. Three days away. I know.
I have to say, I just want to thank all of you for welcoming me because you guys didn't have to reach out to do that. And I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart because you accept me for me. And that's all I ask is just for you to accept me for me. And you all have abundantly showed me so much love. And I wanted to thank you all, everybody.
Well, if you could just see the chat room and everybody out there that we can't even hear, they're screaming, "La wonderful, boo-boo, doo-boo-boo-boo." So, you know, we can't wait, and I'm super excited to be a part of ZingTube with you, and we're going to be, you know, being a part of Manic Mondays, and, you know, so super excited, and we will talk to you soon. Do you have any last words that you want to say to our lovely audience?
You guys keep supporting Big Brother, and it's going to be a great season. We're going to all look at it together, laugh, cry, holler, curse, whatever. But I thank you all for everything that you do for me, and I love you all, and I wish you enough.
Thank you, LaJuan.
We love you too, LaJuan, our LaWonderful.
I'll talk to y'all next Monday, okay?
Ciao,
we'll
baby.
Be here waiting for
all
you.
Right.
All right.
All right, boo.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Mr.
Chi Town Joe.
Yes,
what are your last parting words? And I don't want to be quick about it, but you got to be quick.
I know. It goes that way. I just want to, it really doesn't have to do with this one, but I wanted to thank Paul from Minnesota for helping me on Saturday on my show. And he didn't have to do that, and he took control, like so he does on this show. And he got a ton of people in to listen to Pepsi Rich and me, and a lot of BB fans that didn't know I had a show with music. And I just want to publicly thank him for that. Because
awesome.
I couldn't have done it without him, you know. So, but I love you too, ladies, and we'll all be talking, I guess, next Monday, and maybe Cherry and I will talk Friday.
You take
all right,
care.
Well, thank you so much, John. Everybody listen to John Saturday night, and Paul, you rock.
Bye, girls, and Paul.
Bye.
Take
Bye.
Care. Good
what
night,
What about
Joe?
The fabulous Miss Dina, 420 in the house.
20 up in the house till the day I die, bitch.
don't get Snoop Dogg and Biggie on me, girl. I love it.
Hey, me and Snoop have had our day up in Vegas. Hey, listen, sweetheart, thank you so much for your time and happy anniversary, baby. We
wow,
love you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for sharing it. Thank
we
you, Dina.
You. Cherry, have a good night. Paul, thank you once again. And what a wonderful show. This is why we all come back every Monday.
Well, we
Everybody
hope you come back next
good.
Week. All right. Ciao, girl.
Thank you, Dina.
Ciao, baby girl.
Love
Bye.
You, girl.
Love
All
you,
right.
Girl.
Well, I want to go to the clip master, the one, the only from Minnesota, Paul. What's your last parting words, my dear friend?
Paul?
Did he put himself in the corner? I gave him three passes.
I don't know what he's doing.
Well,
like you may have
Cherry.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Paul. I gave
I'm
you
muted.
Three
I'm,
passes.
I'm muted, but I will quickly say I'm just excited for the premiere. I think it will be almost an epic one, and I hope I can grab some clips. That's going to be tough.
All right. You. I know if anybody can do the job, it's you, Paul. Thank you, and another terrific night. Thank you for the surprises. Love them. Miss Cherry Baby, my baby cakes, you make me want to eat a bowl of ice cream while I watch Big Brother all summer. What do you have to say, baby girl?
I just want to thank you for consistently being here every Monday and making our Mondays a manic Monday every Monday and making these shows epic and staying with the Red Reality Show and doing what you do so awesomely. And we all love you. I can't wait for Big Brother season to begin so we can just do what we do and just have fun. You are just amazing, and I love you. And here's to another year of Manic Mondays, and we're so blessed to have you, girl. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. And you know what? It's been 3 years, and we're going to make it four. And I'm time to put the rumors aside, people, and let's see what sifts through the sifter, what's going to stick to the walls and what's going to fall to the wayside. That's right, you guys, what is really going down in Big Brother House this year. So you guys, make sure you call your friends, your family, write letters, pay your bills in advance, schedule your payments. Do whatever you got to do because you have 3 days till you are isolated from the world. So, but don't stay isolated for Manic Mondays. Thank you guys for coming on and listening and calling and chatting. Let's finish up the show. Ron, as usual,
yes.
We love you.
We do. We've only got a few minutes. Be back here on Friday for Cowboys' first show back on Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Here's Ron.
You know, thanks for letting me know about Cowboys.
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Thank you all for being here with us. Dan, thank you so much. Michelle, thank you. Paul, thank you. Everyone, God bless. Take care. Kind to each other. We'll see you soon. Love you. Good night.